and then justice. Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I'd like to answer to questions of Mr. Balkan on the referendum. Referendum is regulated by the Constitution or related laws. And in the Macau SAR, we do not have laws regulating or providing for a referendum. So whether at the government level or at the society level, any such activities will be counter to the Constitution or the Macau SAR's laws. Therefore, Macau SAR's laws do not allow at the official level or at the society level to hold a referendum or related activities. The CFA already ruled on this case, and in the ruling, it was provided that referendum is not an individual right, and it occupies certain spaces and will infringe upon the rights of other residents. So in accordance with the legitimacy rule and without legitimate reasons, this referendum should not be allowed. So the CFA actually upheld the refusal of the referendum and ruled that this was not contrary to the law. Now, I'd like to respond to Ms. Rochel on the criteria used in public spaces. This is in the responsibility of the Macau SAR government. In recent years, there were many cases of using public spaces that was very frequent, and due to the impact of the COVID pandemic, the municipal organs reviewed the regulation on using public spaces. And in May 2020, amended relevant regulations. In the new regulation, one criteria was added that to loan a public space, this should comply with the public interest and is in line with the function of the municipal organ. According to Article 95 of the Basic Law, the municipal organ discharges duties in order to provide recreational, health, and other activities to the citizens. So these are the functions of the municipal organs. I'd like to answer to questions by Ms. San Xin on election of the members of the municipal council, whether this could be done. Before the handover, the former body was established according to the Portuguese laws and regulations. And at that time, they constitute two levels of municipal organs. And some execution council members were elected and they have their decision-making power. So at that time, it was a public power institution. And after the handover, we have only one level, which is the Macau SAR government, with a high degree of autonomy, and it did not devolve other autonomous management